Good morning, Brad Cullen.
Hey, good morning, Ryan Bruce, and how are you?
Perfect.
Oh.
Yeah. And you?
If I was any better, I would be frightening.
You're frightening me.
No, really?
No, of course not. You're such a warm, soft, fuzzy, wuzzy, gentle guy.
Okay. Fuzzy, huh? You mean like mold?
No, like a dust bunny.
Well,
hey,
well,
I'm
what
calling
do
you
want?
About your 12th. I'm calling you about your 12th lesson.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember it?
Well, let's see. The subtitle was something like Forgetting While Remembering.
That's right. So are you remembering this one?
No, not particularly, since I'm working away on subsequent ones. You're so, slow sometimes. For a publisher, you're not very anxious to publish.
What is it we should be forgetting while remembering?
Let's see. I forgot.
Good job. That's really going to impress our readers and listeners, you know. They're going to go, oh, wow, Brad forgets. Then it's okay for me to forget, too.
Sure. I guess so. I'm forgiven for forgetting. And that's one
forgiven.
Of the things we better never forget. That
why
don't
we just talk
forgiveness.
Let's talk about the main point of the article, which is that you received a lesson very early in your walk that it's not you that did it, but Spirit working through you in regards to healing and miracles that you participated in or if you want to say facilitated or...
Yeah, or all the above. Yeah, and of course where I got that is that's what Jesus continually said. You know, you've been with me all this time and you don't know what I did and what I said. Those aren't my words, and they're not my works. And, you know, I internalized that long, 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 long before it dawned on me when he also said that our destiny is to do and say the same things he did and said, and it would be the same reason we have to have the source flowing to us. Now, that's a theology I have, I understand, and it's a theology that not everyone shares. But I will say, and it's why I never want to forget it, because if I do forget it and want to take any kind of credit for any of it, it just, for me, it stops the flow. Now, whether that's subconscious or whatever, I don't know. I don't care. I don't know squat. I know that if I want to facilitate or have healing power flow through me from Spirit, that's where I have to acknowledge that's where it's coming from. Anyway, sorry about that. I had to get on my soapbox or get behind the pulpit or whatever other preachy remark.
No, it was valuable because you really defined it quite well and how you arrived there. But it kind of flies for me. You know, it kind of works against itself. So it's a principle. You're presenting a principle. Don't take credit for, or don't try to take credit for, Spirit working through you. But just earlier up the article, you refer to dogma and people.
People like me who have dogmatic points of view.
religious dogma is forgetting religious dogma. Could this be a religious dogma? Don't take credit?
Sure. Anything can be a religious dogma. there are other points of view, and they're valid. It's just that this one worked for me, and therefore it's just not simply dogma. It's dogma that's based on my own personal experience, and therefore I've just learned to insist for me on applying it. That's all.
Okay.
And since my elder brother kind of made a big point of it as well, I think I've got a good source of my dogma anyway. Doesn't mean, and like he said, in my father's house are many mansions, and which could mean all kinds of things, like many different dimensions that go on in this crazy universe we live in. So, yeah, sure, it's dogma. So what?
Well, let's forget about it then.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no. No, how can you? I just wrote you can't forget. Oh, no. Actually, what you need to do is forget where it came from and just really let it soak into your spirit and then ask, is this for me too?
And well, then, you know, I did that. And of course, I got a strong confirmation that it is for me. And trying to take credit for anything tends to get me bogged down in working hard to achieve something rather than allowing things to just flow through me, which
Ooh.
Is much more easy.
Good point.
Yeah. I find that whenever I'm trying to achieve a particular goal or an ideal or follow a particular principle or practice, then I get bogged down in the details of mapping out that process and ensuring I'm doing it the correct way. And I tend to miss opportunity for spirit to actually make it perfect rather than make it a duplicate of whatever I was trying to achieve or my perception of what I was trying to achieve, right?
Wow.
Which is always limited. Always limited.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Yeah,
that's the point. Don't forget it. Dang it.
I won't. So Extreme Faith, you're offering a free copy of Extreme Faith. It's only a page.
Oh, that'll make a few no friends, but that's okay.
I have a feeling that that's going to ruffle a few feathers.
Yeah, well, it may well be, but again, it's my dogma. If you don't like it, you know, just say, is it for me? And let the universe or God or source or as I choose to call my spirit parent, tell you what's for you, because we're all different. We all learn differently, and we're all co-learners on this crazy journey and path. But it's amazing how many people are just allowing, to use your term, allowing spirit to work in them and allowing that there are other possibilities and other perspectives and other points of view. And if we don't get all mired in wanting to prove our particular point of view, or, you know, I'm going to say this publicly right here on the air, so to speak. If I am limiting myself by hanging on to the dogma I present in any article, then I'm willing to put that to death, that point of view, and say, Spirit, move all over me and take away my preconceived notions about anything. That's always been kind of a source of power, so to speak, for me, is to realize that there's truth way beyond what I've comprehended as truth. So, and I want more. In fact, here's a new dogma of mine.
Okay.
And I think this comes right from great minds like Einstein. You know, the willingness to know the truth is the door that opens us to all truth. Now, there is a dogma. And without the willingness to know the truth and to learn the truth. So what do we got? We're trying to hang on to our own opinions. And no, thank you. I'll take truth from the source. So would Einstein. Not a bad source.
That's powerful. We should hold off on that. We should suspend here. That's far enough. There's nothing you could say that I could imagine that's going to top that one.
Well, then you know what you got to say now.
Goodbye, Ryan.
No, just goodbye, Ryan. That'll work. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Love you, man. Thanks for the call.